Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Elizabeth Beck.
I live in a part of unincorporated Miami-Dade called the Redlands with my family for about, I would say, maybe 3 years. And we decided to get a dog, because everybody in the Redlands have dogs. And they're generally big and ugly and complete mutts and very lovable. So we went to the pound and got a dog. Ruby is a big, red, ugly sweetheart of a dog. And like any good owner, I decided to walk Ruby down Grossman Farms Road. There is a neighbor on Grossman Farms Road who also has a dog. The dog's name is Tyson. Tyson is a purebred boxer. Tyson the boxer, haha. Tyson terrorizes the whole neighborhood. From what I understand from another neighbor, has mauled and killed a toy dog, mauled the toy dog's uncle, and the owner, through installments, has paid off the vet bills. The owner doesn't know what to do with Tyson, because each time I pass Tyson's home, there's more work done on their fence to keep this animal in. But Tyson must really turn into a cat when he wants to escape, because he escapes through the most narrow openings. So I'm walking Ruby down Grossman Farms Road, and look who pops out from his property but Tyson. And so I have my dog on a leash, and I get along with Tyson, so I say, "Hey, Tyson, what are you doing out here?" Tyson slobbers all over and goes across the street. The owner across the street also has a dog who's also big, and I'll call him the big white dog because that's what he is. He's a big white dog, but this dog is always kept behind the fence line. So this is what Tyson and this other dog, who's also an unfixed male, I believe, do. They start growling and hooting and hollering at each other. And then something happens. They are really close, each staring at each other across this chain link fence. And then I hear a yelp. And I think, oh, that's not good. And I go over there, and oh my goodness, the white dog has, through the chain link, grabbed Tyson's lower lip and is not letting go. The problem here is, because the chain link is separating the two dogs, they cannot hash things out and separate. It is a complete impasse. So what do? I've never been in this situation. I start screaming. I am screaming. There's nobody on the street. And then, of course, the big white dog's owners pop out, and they start screaming. They start screaming, nobody else is coming. I'm trying to figure out how to separate these dogs. Ruby was watching. I think she must have been thinking, men, they're so stupid. And all I can remember is that scene from, I believe it was Jack London's book, it may have been White Fang, where it's a dog fight and the only way to pry apart a dog's jaw is with a stick. So I'm racing. I'm thinking, should I go home and get a stick? Everybody's in hysterics. The big white dog's owner, the wife, is crying. And then out of the corner of my eye, I see somebody pass. It's a white pickup truck. And on the bed of the pickup truck, there's a group of men. They're going to work, probably in some agricultural capacity for an honest day's labor. And the truck stops, and everybody's looking at this very pathetic scene. Everybody's screaming, people are sobbing, and one of the gentlemen hops out of the bed and approaches, and he very calmly pulls out a handgun and just shoots into the ground. And the noise was so loud, it startled both dogs. It certainly made the big white dog let go, and Tyson shoots off like a rocket, goes into his property, and I haven't seen him since. And so the owner of the big white dog, he is completely traumatized. He's shaking. He's holding his dog, who never escaped the property line, mind you. And I look at his shirt, and there's some blood there. We figure out that the blood is a combination of Tyson's blood and his own thumb, which somehow got scratched in the scuffle. And I turn around and I said to the guy in the truck, "Oh, thank you." And he just completely unfazed hops back in his pickup truck and they go off into chrome. I never walk Ruby down that road again.
Elizabeth Beck with a traumatic story about a dog fight.
Extremely traumatic, and yet it ended well.
I get the impression, living in the Redlands, which is an agricultural area of South Miami, life there is different than in the city.
Yes, and in so many ways it is much better. It is much calmer, it is much slower, but listen, things happen everywhere. And at the very beginning, when she describes the boxer Tyson, how clever that was, she says that his human, I don't like to say owner, his human really tried to keep him away from other dogs, really tried to protect the neighborhood, didn't want to do anything terrible to Tyson, like put him down or anything like that, certainly, but also was not one of these dog owners who says, well, get out of my dog's way and he won't bother you. So there definitely was a camaraderie, a neighborliness that we saw from beginning to end in this story.
Now, I have to hand it to him. If I was the owner of the big white dog, I wouldn't be as kind to Tyson's owners. Or maybe I'm just stirring something up here.
Yeah, I think we'll let that go. and let's talk about Elizabeth's storytelling instead. I loved how erudite she sounded. Very often in conversation, somebody will allude to a TV show, or they will refer to a popular song or maybe an internet meme. But what did she do? She said it was sort of like Jack London's White Fang. Now, I don't know how many of our listeners have read White Fang recently, if at all.
Hey, what, you're supposed to read that in sixth grade?
Well, or maybe later. But I mean, Jack London, one of the greatest authors, a literary giant, yeah. And here she's referring to him at this moment of truth, I thought was really interesting.
Not only is life different as far as dogs roaming the streets in the Redlands, but the fact that someone could fire a gun and nothing happened is pretty interesting.
Yeah, that really got me too, for a number of reasons. And she built up the suspense so beautifully.
I thought something was going to happen
with
that gun.
I mean, even early on, she built up the suspense. Before the biting took place, she said, and then something happened. And then she stops. But with this handgun, she took enough time to describe what was going on that we had no idea. And here I am in the studio listening to this story, and my heart is gripped in my chest. And then we find out, all right, maybe pulling out a handgun in the middle of the street in the middle of the day is not such a responsible thing to do. But he certainly did a responsible thing with it. He just shot it at the ground, and it saved the day.
I think he knew what he was doing.
I would say so. And I loved the description of how startled the dogs were. I gotta say, though, I don't know whether I would be visiting Tyson anytime soon.
You mean you'd avoid Tyson?
I think so. Even though a gun startles him, I think I still would avoid him.
Just like Elizabeth is now avoiding.
Just like Elizabeth is now avoiding him. Now, what about Ruby? You know, she starts off the story by talking about her dog, and then her dog is just standing there quietly through this whole thing. It's got to make you wonder what's going through this dog's mind. And I liked her response. Men. You know, Elizabeth's humor and her charm really came through in what could have been just a very dark story. She really created a work of art, and I tip my hat to her.
Karen, we are looking for more stories from our South Florida listeners. How can they get in touch with you to share?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
or contact me here at WLRN 305-995-2264. Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories, thepublicstoryteller.org. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.